Good morning, Facebook, and good morning, YouTube. Today is the 19th of December, 2019. My mom passed away about 8 months ago. If she was still living, today would be her birthday. She would be 90 years old today. Well, this morning, I hope you all are doing well this Thursday morning. Good morning, Godfrey Owimba. Glad to have you with us this morning. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Isaiah 40:11. I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Matthew 15:32 and Hebrews 4:15. They brought unto him young children to him, and he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. Yeah. Mark 10:13. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned into the bishop, the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Psalm 119:176. Luke 19:10. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, said the Lord. 1 Peter 2:25, Luke 12:32, and Ezekiel 34:15. Well, Jesus Christ, throughout the Bible, is depicted as the Good Shepherd. You see in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are told in John 10 that there are those that try to climb up some other way. Jesus is the shepherd over the sheep. We are told in John 6, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. My hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Well, is Jesus Christ your shepherd? Is he leading you by still waters? Is he restoring your soul? Is he anointing your head with oil? Is he causing your cup to run over? Well, I'm glad that we have the promises, the sure promises of God, that he is the great shepherd of the sheep. And if he sees one of his 100 sheep wandering, he will go from the 99 and go gather that one back into the fold. There are many, many today who think they corral themselves. They think that they are their own shepherd. They uphold the doctrine of free will. And they try to proclaim that man has a choice or a decision to determine his own destiny. That's why I wrote this little book, The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? Man is not able to do anything because he's spiritually dead. God is able to do everything because he's sovereign and he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator. And he predestinates all that he has been given to by the Father. Predestinates them before the foundation of the world. He elects them. Why do so many depart from these great biblical doctrines? Why do they deny scripture regarding election and predestination? The total depravity of man, the fact that man is born and conceived in sin, that he is, and apart from the sovereign grace of God, he's lost. Why do men proclaim that God loves everybody without exception? God's love is not a partial love. God's love is a complete love. Why do people deny eternal salvation? Well, if they believe that they can choose God, they believe they can reject God, even if they're one of God's, of course, they don't believe in election, even if they're one of God's people. Part of grace is eternal life. It's the biggest part of grace, isn't it? Welcome aboard, Jared Bessire. Glad to have you with us this morning. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. The communion and fellowship with him in the great by and by. Welcome aboard, Rick Vitoric. Yes, I did get your link yesterday, and I posted it for a while on Facebook. Loopy Lee. But our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. Welcome of Odanan from the Philippines. You've got a beautiful family, brother. Beautiful grandchildren, beautiful wife, beautiful son. God has blessed you, brother. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission. Into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine, he says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those who are born again. The great shepherd of the sheep. Well, you know, when we look at the beauty of the earth with all its majesty, we can't help but be reminded how the Creator died on the tree. The very tree he made just for the sacrifice and placed there. He paid the price for me. I'm sure the beauty at Mount Calvary was serene when the Redeemer hung there in agony and pain. But on resurrection morning, the beauty must have burst forth with the glory of our Savior, and all creation clapping its hands in praise, showing him its pleasure. Yes, the beauty of the earth reveals the mighty Creator and King, and most importantly, the angels in heaven sing worshiping the Lamb that was slain. He our redemption did bring. Well, he is our Prince of Peace. He is our Lord of Lords. He is our King of Kings. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You know, Christ is the fountain of all good. Of all good. Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply, and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water he always does supply. Well, I want to end this little time that we have together this morning. Good morning, Brother Leon Kennedy. Welcome aboard this morning. May the good Lord be with you in a special way today, is my prayer. Wonder of grace, wonder of grace. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy, undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our souls, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. May the good Lord be with you all today. And may we as his sheep follow the great shepherd. God bless.